We're going to give you a little bit of the St. Louis Rams preview because it's a football team that you probably haven't seen a lot. And they've had a lot of change with Jeff Fisher as their head coach and the general manager, Les Snead. Let's jump in to some defense for the St. Louis Rams. I'll start with a couple guys here. Chris Long, son of Howie, Virginia graduate. Excellent get off, excellent player in all phases of the game. Look how quick he is off the ball. Certainly, wherever he's lined up, and mostly Luke Joeckel is going to be aware of that get-off that he has. Then once the play develops, number 55. You remember the Road Warriors, the WWF guys? James Laurinaitis, that's the son of one of the Road Warriors. And then coming in late at cornerback, you probably remember him from his time with the Tennessee Titans. He used to stir, not number 25, it's the guy behind it, number 31. That's Cortland Finnegan. And he was known for stirring things up with the Jaguars and with anybody, but he's a physical corner, can play the run, is a little bit weak in coverage, and he got hurt against the 49ers in this game and didn't return, so his availability is in question. Now, the one guy that impresses me a whole bunch is the linebacker, Alec Ogletree, a first-round pick that had some questionable character concerns. There he is. He's going to be chasing down Frank Gore. Frank Gore does not fumble very much. And this is an outstanding job of the tomahawk chop on Frank Gore by Alec Ogletree. Again, a guy that's draft stock fell. He was their second first-round draft pick that they had, and he has big-time athleticism. Now, the defensive ends, I'm going to go back to Chris Long. He does a good job always of pushing the pocket. Watch him here as he works against a really good offensive line in the 49ers. He pushes the pocket. But now, on the other side, Robert Quinn, he has 5 sacks on the year. He is one of the best pass rushers, young pass rushers in the National Football League. He has tremendous closing speed. He can rush over a guard. He can rush over tackles. He can do it all. And he is certainly somebody that they're going to have to be aware of and make sure they block him. Eugene Monroe probably will face him. Now, Janoris Jenkins on the outside. A lot of Florida fans probably remember him. Was at the University of Florida. Ended up getting the boot, so to speak, transferred to North Alabama. Big-time skills. The Rams took a chance on him. He, as well, had character concerns, but he's got great closing speed. Watch him here against Anquan Boldin. When he puts the foot in the ground, look at the closing speed that he has on Anquan Boldin. Love this guy. Love his athleticism. He is eventually going to be a shutdown corner and certainly somebody that the Jaguars are going to have to be aware of when they're throwing the football down the field. Now, let's flip over to the other side of the ball. The Rams as a group offensively have had struggles running the football. They're only averaging 49 yards a game. That's 2 yards more than the Jaguars, so not a good thing. And why some of the struggles? Well, it's pretty simple. This is just a simple pull play by the guard coming over here. But watch what happens. The right guard, Harvey Dahl, also pulls. And you can't have 2 guards passing in the night as they're both pulling behind the center. An incorrect job by Harvey Dahl. And here, the running back has absolutely no chance because Navarro Bowman, the linebacker, is completely unblocked. And why? Because if we go back and look at Harvey Dahl, the guard, they're supposed to double on the defensive tackle. And then one of those guys will work up to Bowman, the linebacker. It's just a perfect example of how if you're not assignment clean, running game does not work. And this is certainly, some of the Jaguars are having some issues with that. Now, working along the offensive line. Remember the Miami Dolphins left tackle, Jake Long, a free agent acquisition by the Rams. Their usual right tackle is Roger Saffold, but he's been out with an injury, and so in his place is Joe Barksdale. And on the other side, the tight end, Cook. Jared Cook from the Tennessee Titans. Excellent receiver, one of the favorite targets for Bradford. Now, the wide receiver position, Tavon Austin. That's him in motion coming out of the backfield. Bradford loves to throw it. They throw it to him a bunch. He's their leading receiver, but he's only averaging about 6 yards a reception. Certainly got great speed and somebody that the Jaguars are going to have to be aware of.